Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, and here he is in the building right now. Young Skip, how are you, sir?
Yo, what up, man? I'm fantastic.
You're fantastic. Actually, well, that's
awesome,
good.
Yeah.
Not only are you an artist, but you're also the owner of Big Money Music,
yeah.
And you've published loads of tracks, not just in Africa, but in the US as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Take me back to like the real sort of beginnings of sort of your musical career. Like, was it on a playground at a school? Was it in Vars? When did it sort of start happening?
You know what? I started, I was pretty much young, I think at the age of 13. Started singing at home, you know, in the bathroom sometimes. But yeah, the influences that I got was from Kwaito, you know, in the 80s and 90s hip hop, you know. So I started there way back, I think in primary, then all the way up to my high school, you know. Yeah, that's where basically I started with the music. Yeah,
so it's, I mean, that's a pretty young start to get kind of in primary school.
Yeah.
And I mean, was music on the cards for anyone else in the family, or is this pretty sort of out the norm what you've done versus what everyone else is doing?
You know, I think my dad played a big role in my music career, because he used to play a lot of records at home, you know. So we used to have like your Motown sounds, your soul, you know, your Marvin Gaye's and all of that, you know. So I used to listen to all of those type of sounds, you know. I used to come with new records, so yeah, I think that's where I got the inspiration, and everything, yeah. But yeah, I'm the first one to be like a musician, I'd say, at home. Yeah,
that's really cool. And it seems like you got the business angle of the whole thing waxed as well, as the owner of a sort of music company, Big Money Music.
Yeah.
How important is it to strike that balance between sort of being talented and really great on a track versus knowing how to make money out of that track and turn it into a business? And how do you strike that balance?
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I would say that, you know, when I started way back, it was pretty much hard for me, like, to break in through the industry. You know, I was knocking at doors, you know, sending out demos, you know. Yeah. At that time, I didn't have that experience, you know. I didn't do, like, a research, basically, because, you know, when you're an artist, you need to, you know, build yourself as a brand, just try and create hype for yourself. So if you're sending out demos, these big labels, they will definitely sign you. But now I was like sending and I didn't get any response. I was like, no, you know, let me just
take, like, it into my own hands.
Yeah, you know, let me just try and learn how does this thing works. How do you know, what is it, what is publishing, what is distribution? So I started, you know, learning all those things. Yeah, but yeah, from there, yeah.
How do you describe your sound, and how does it kind of fit into what everybody else in music is doing in 2018?
Oh, my sound. I would say my sound is trap, you know. But like we're trying right now with Big Money to come in with something new, something different. Because, you know, nowadays everyone is doing the same thing. When you listen to all rappers nowadays, it's just doing the same thing. So we try and, you know, come up with something new. But the sound is trap, basically. That's what we're trying to do, you know. But yeah, it's trap.
And in terms of, like, I know that you do a lot of sort of collaborations and stuff like that. How important is it to work with different sort of genres of music and different musicians in order to bring out the best in you, but also not let it be something that distracts you from what your sound and your distinctive sound is going to be?
Yeah. You know, I think it's I think it's very important and very nice to collaborate with other artists, you know. I mean, you might get, like, influences from them as well, you know. So, yeah, but, you know, collaborations are good, man, in terms of you as an artist as well, just to branch out and, like, just to, you know, get that different vibe, you know, of Afro-pop, you know, Afro-jazz and whatever, you know. But, yeah, I think it's pretty much important, but more especially for up-and-coming artists, you know, it can just put you there on the map as well, you know. Yeah, collaborations are pretty much important, but personally, I think you need to collaborate with someone that you love, you know. Yeah.
Hanging out with Young Skip. He's at The Real Young Skip on Instagram. Producer Palesa, you look like you got something you want to ask Young Skip here.
So, like, speaking of collabos, do you have beef with anyone? And where does it stem from? Because as the fan outside of your guys' crew or whatever, we feel that we don't understand why you guys beefing.
No, like, I don't have beef with anyone. You know, for me, I'm more of an executive. I'm just a freshman nowadays, so I don't know if maybe I will have beef. You know, in terms
of, does it mean you feel you don't have competition?
when you don't have beef, do you mean that?
Doesn't mean you don't have competition.
I wouldn't say so, basically, but yeah.
Why are you being so spicy? It feels like you want to say something else.
No, I believe it's very good.
Yeah.
But I know there are people who beef with you because you either have the budget or you have the PR team or you have people who support you. And then they think, this one has it easy, or this one has... bought the media or the PR agencies, and we don't know that as fans.
Yeah.
So, do you have beef with anyone?
No, I don't have beef with anyone.
Is beef essential?
I would say that hip hop is a very competitive genre. You know, sometimes when people have beef, I mean they try and build up their careers. You know, but yeah, I don't have beef, man. I'm just doing me, doing my thing, you know. As long as the music is good, you know, we have to push the music so that people could listen. But yeah, I don't have beef, to be honest.
Okay, so who do you believe is your biggest competition at the moment?
You're on a mission, yeah?
I think he's great, but you
put him
on
the spot.
I need to put him where he can establish where he is, so I know whether he falls in the, you know, I'm an OG, or I'm just a rapper trying to make it, or I'm just proving myself.
You know, to be honest, like currently, we're just trying to, build a brand, build me as Young Skip, because we're trying to get this product out, so people can know who Young Skip is, So, yeah, I wouldn't say I have competition or who's my biggest, currently we're just building Young Skip, and man. Yeah, that's what we do.
Is what it is.
Yeah,
it is what it is. So in SA, who inspires you and who you think that is making it in the spitting genre?
You know, I think there's a lot of dope artists at the moment. You know, when you look at the list, man, it's long. You know, but I think AKA is one of the greatest, writers. And yeah, I mean, look at Zabs. There's Zabs. There's Doomy, Stogie T.
Always.
Legend. Yeah, I mean, I think even Casper and his crew, they're doing good, man. Yeah, I think I appreciate everyone, because everyone is bringing in a different sound and a different
style. Element, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
So Ari, how many questions was I allowed to ask? Because I have one more.
Just ask one more.
I have one more.
Go for it.
So when people are asked who they think are the hottest or are making it, they usually mention AKA and Casper.
They're one of the biggest artists at the moment, and they say they...
True, but being big doesn't mean you're talented.
Yeah, I know.
You are spitting or you are delivering and. But with you, let's go underground.
Okay, cool.
Who do you think should be making it?
You mean between
Between
the two? You mean are you still talking about AK and Casper?
No.
Yeah, who needs more buzz that doesn't have as much buzz as they should have?
People who are talented. Yes, we know AK is talented and Casper is talented, but we are over there. That was like 2017. Who do you think, besides you, should be making it in these streets?
There's a lot of guys, man. I'm just trying to think. There's Shane Eagle. Shane Eagle, I think, is dope.
Shane's cool.
Yeah. And he's opening at the Castle at Unlocks,
Let me think, man. But a lot of guys, man, who are really dope, I just can't remember all of them. But I think, and myself, I'm dope as well.
Yay! You see, I wanted you to say yourself. Because I'm dope, a lot of people these days believe it because there's a hype. And there's brands behind those hip-hop artists. They feel good till they've made it. Yeah. Yes, they have. But sometimes talent doesn't mean you have an endorsement behind you.
Cool. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
A&R producer here, producer Palesa, in her spare time, can be found at the Universal Music Office.
I'm A&R for you, by the way. By the way,
in my failed rap career.
Yes, releasing Ari's track. The 1st of April.
April Fools, baby.
Yeah.
But there's something that I want to mention, though. It's pretty much hard for indie artists to make it, even for airplane.
But isn't everybody indie at some point, and then something about them gets them to cross over into sort of a more mass?
I mean,
doesn't everyone start out indie?
I mean, yeah, you do. But, when you're indie, you need to have money. If you don't have money, it's going to be a problem,
True, but then again, you need to believe in yourself, push yourself.
Yeah.
And just... make it, because definitely. Nobody's going to support you until you say, you know what, I'm the biggest thing in Africa.
Yeah.
You know? Now, Young Skip, it's been very, very cool to meet you, to hang out with you. I was looking at your Instagram now, though, and I don't understand the obsession with snakes.
I just love snakes, man.
But now, the snakes that I beautiful see on creature. Your Instagram,
yeah,
like, are they, I mean, is that at your house?
No.
It's no. Whose snakes are these?
It's at my friend's house.
Your friend's house. Yeah. And it's quite an advanced set of snakes that they got. You say beautiful creature here. Yeah. But the snake on your Instagram looks like it's just eaten a couple of things.
I don't know.
It's quite what interesting it to me. No, but I mean, it looks like it's really fat in the stomach. If you go to Instagram, you'll see
it. It's a big one. Yeah. It's big. Pretty much okay. big.
You don't like... Okay, so you dig the snake situation. Yeah. Dig snakes.
Yeah,
okay.
Beautiful creature. That's what I said.
That is what you said, yeah. Young Skip and his obsession with snakes.
Yeah.
You want to comment?
You know, snakes are very expensive.
That means making money, yeah.
Keep. So he might just be making a lot of money.
He is big money music, that is, after all.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, it's been very cool to hang. What does the rest of 2018 look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things, you know. After this one, I just want to drop, I think, two singles. I think I'll be working with Dalez on the single, I'm not sure, but yeah. But the thing is, I don't want to do features anymore, man. Features are a problem, you know, trying to get these guys to come when you're doing interviews or performances or when you're shooting a video. But yeah, I think I'll drop a couple of singles, I think two singles from now on. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great year. But Young Skip is just an introduction to big money. I just have really dope artists and people under my wing who are really going to come into the game and cool. just do it big, yeah.
How do we keep up with all of that on social media and find you?
Yeah, man, I got to say this because I'm not too much into social media, man. Yeah, at Twitter is at Young Skip _ SA, that's capital letters. So, yeah, it's at Young Skip _ capital letters with like SA capital letters. Then at Insta it's at The Real Young Skip. Then on Facebook just search for Young Skip, one word, you'll find me there.
Dope, I dig it. Sir, thanks so much for stopping by. That's cool, a Young
man.
Skip.
It's an honor to be here, man. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.